Hi, it's another one for the Future Show. I'm Josh Sexton, joined as usual by John Gibbons and Neil Jones from Goal.com. We're going to react to a little interesting article from This Is Anfield today. You obviously, sometimes on the show we tend to run through the games, but to be honest, it's been a slightly turgid start to the season for the 23s in particular, but also a slower start than usual for the under-18s. But for those of you who are interested, the 23s currently sit 11th in the Premier League 2. They've got, after seven games played, they've got one win, two draws and four losses. And the under-18s are sitting third in the under-18s Premier League North Division at the moment after six games. They've won three, drawn one and lost two. And just as free scoring, but also as free conceding as they tend to be these days. But this is Anfield put out this really interesting article about 10 to watch coming up this season, 10 academy players to watch coming up this season. They're all under-18, so I thought we'd talk about a few of them on the show. And we'll start with Tyler Morton, Neil. It's been a sort of interesting start to pre-season and the season, I suppose, for Tyler Morton, because he sort of almost to a degree comes out of nowhere in pre-season to be starting games for the first team. But every time he's played now for the senior side in particular, he's been massively impressive.
Yeah, he skipped levels a little bit, Tyler. Like, you know, he was one of them that, I mean, we have a running joke at the academy with like Andy Kelly and Ian Doyle, James Pearce, that shout his name, Steve Hunter. That's how I remember him. He scored a sixth, I think. They beat Everton 6-1 at Finch Farm, and I just remember him shouting, "Tyler Morton!" when he scored, and it was like 6-1, Steve, you know, come on, calm down a bit. But like that's so, like, whenever Tyler Morton comes up, that was sort of what we you know, how he'd be referred to.
Do you know every time Steve rings Andy, he says it now?
He's done that to me in the, yeah, shouted across car parks and things like that, yeah. That was for the 18s, I think that was his debut for the 18s, certainly his first goal. And he's, you know, I'd not really heard of him coming up. He was a, you know, 16, 17 year old lad. And then last season, he's in the 23s before Christmas, and he's playing a lot of games there. And then, like you say, this season, you know, he's playing at Norwich in the first team as a holding midfielder. He's, you know, he's training with the first team pretty regularly. He's coming on. That's the best thing you can hope for with a player, is you just want to see them look a bit better every time you see them, or, you know, look like they've learned something. I watched the recent game for the 21s against Bolton in the EFL, and you could see that he had some sort of first team class about him, the way he struck the ball, the way he switched the play and things like that. You know, he's got a lot of things to learn and improve on physically and technically and all that, but you could see that he's picking things up. And yeah, he's made a good start of the season. Look, he's played for the first team. He's played 45 minutes. I think there's an interview with him today on the club site.
Yep.
Talking about, you know, what a dream come true that was. And he certainly acquitted himself very well at the first team level, albeit in a game that was quite comfortable. But that's what you want to see from these young players. I think you want to see that they're not getting bogged down in, you know, consistent sort of 6 out of 10 performances, or, you know, the odd 9 and then a really, really poor one. You know, you want to see them sort of gradually growing and building, and I think he's certainly one of those that is.